Hi friends, and welcome back to Sowing the Seeds podcast. I'm your host, Mia Jules, and this is episode 4. I apologize for the little voice crack there. My voice is giving up after a very long 4th of July weekend. I have officially been a podcaster for 4 weeks straight, and I am so excited for what's to come and for you to hear all of it. I also hope you guys have had a wonderful 4th of July weekend, and let's hop right into this episode. Today's episode is titled Fully Feeling. This is finding beauty in the baggage and the gift of emotional depth. So when I was a little girl, or I should say ever since I was a little girl, I have always felt deeply. There is a chunk in my testimony about this. I don't, if you have heard that, you know, I've always felt this way. If you are my friend, if you, are part of my life, you guys know that this is a really big topic for me. And ever since I was little, I've always had deeper feelings than everyone surrounding me. And I thought it was such a weakness. I thought it was such a curse for the longest time. And I never, ever could bring myself to being like, this is awesome, this is great, you know? But when I was little, I didn't really understand what it was, why I was so, what people call sensitive, and more prone to feeling a certain way about something. I was an outdoor child, so feeling sorry for leaves when they fell off trees, or animals when they got hit on the side of the road, or bugs when they got smushed, things like that, things that a normal human should feel bad for, maybe not the leaves part, but you know what, if you do, thank you, I'm not alone in this, but, and neither are you, but I have always felt that way about certain things. I've always felt feelings towards my stuffed animals and towards inanimate objects, and I think that is a really big part of who I am today, because I feel so much, I feel so deeply that I think feeling that way towards humans too, you know, gives me a really big gift of emotional depth, and I think that is a great way to make connections. So now at my ripe age, I do think that it is completely a gift, and it connects me with people, and I wouldn't be friends with certain people if I didn't have this emotional depth. And I think it lets me see some stuff that normally, you know, regular people wouldn't see, and feel people's emotions through the way they're acting or the way they're speaking, or, you know, I can feel what they're feeling when they feel it. So I think that is just the coolest thing, and it's like a superpower, honestly. So if you relate to that in any sort of way, thank you. I'm not alone, and neither are you, and this is just the beginning, so let's continue to hop through it. To feel is a gift. I mean, we are human. We have emotions and feelings, and to feel is to be human, and that is such a gift. Like, everything in life is a gift when you look at it a certain way. And you know what? Emotional baggage. Can we just talk about that for a minute? We all carry things. Like, we all carry stuff from our past. We carry childhood wounds. We carry heartbreaks. We carry moments that cracked something deep in us. You know, that is the baggage. The stuff that you don't post about or talk about, but you still feel, you know. And sometimes those feelings can get heavy. And they get messy, and they get too hard, and they get inconvenient, and sometimes we even feel ashamed of those past things. Whether it's something you did, or a choice, or something that you feel like marks you. But Jesus doesn't flinch at your baggage. You know that, right? And he doesn't roll his eyes, and he doesn't walk away, and he doesn't reject you. You know, he sits down right next to your baggage. He sits in your baggage, and he's not asking you to pretend. He's not asking you to tell half of it. He wants the full story. Like, he's just asking you to let him carry some of that weight, to get that weight off of your shoulders. He wants to trade your past and your shame for his grace. He wants to show you the beauty in the things that you thought completely ruined you. So sometimes in the baggage that you've been dragging, he turns that into a story or a new door opening to help someone else heal. And he doesn't want you to have a clean past. He wants you to trust in him as your savior who can redeem every single bit of it. Because in his hands alone, the baggage, that becomes your testimony. And your story holds so much weight, more weight than you even could ever know. But it's not the kind that can break you any longer. Not like it used to. And he doesn't write you off just because of what you carry. He writes himself right into the story. He steps into it and he works in it. He heals and he makes something beautiful of it. He doesn't need you to drop the baggage overnight. He doesn't want you to change that quick. He just wants you to stop believing that this disqualifies you, that your depth isn't proof that you are weak or sensitive. It is proof that you are human. It is proof that you are alive. Maybe you won't always feel like the strong one in the room. Maybe you'll always cry a little easier or love a little harder, break a little deeper, but maybe that's exactly what makes you a safe place for people, a light in the darkness, a mirror for God's heart in a world that's grown so numb and evil. Like, guys, he is working for your good. For the good. He is working in your story. He created your story. He paved that way. He's working in that story. And this gift, yeah, it's a gift. This thing you call a curse, this thing you call too sensitive, it is a gift, and he's working in it, and he's using you to connect with other people and lead them right back to where it began at the cross. So yeah, bring the baggage to the table, friends. Bring the whole story. Don't bring parts of it. Bring your feelings and your quiet prayers and the parts of you you believed were unlovable because of it. And he's not afraid. And he's not asking for you to be any less of who you are. He's just asking you to sit with him, to fully feel it, to fully know, and to fully love. Emotions and feelings are heavy, and sometimes we feel different and we get frustrated because we have this gift of emotional depth and other people don't, so they can't relate. And sometimes we deny ourselves of feeling fully, or we shut down our emotions because we think we're being a little too much. But Jesus felt fully, and so should we. He wept. Jesus wept. Jesus got angry. He felt it all. He felt all human emotions. He was in human flesh. God came in human flesh. He had feelings. He had emotions, and he still does. He walked the earth. He wore the flesh, the human flesh. His emotion wasn't a weakness. It was to show us his humanity in it all, how he was in flesh as we all are, how he walked the earth in human flesh, in human feelings, and human capacity. I mean, guys, emotional depth is a gift. It is not a flaw. The world is going to call you too sensitive or different or weird or sometimes even crazy. But in God's eyes, this emotional sensitivity is a form of spiritual discernment. And through my entire high school years, all 4 years, I learned that it's spiritual discernment. Feeling deeply is showing that you are human, that you have compassion, and you have awareness of others' pains. Just like Jesus in Matthew 5:4, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. There is beauty in the baggage, friends. God did not want you to use this power and waste it. What we call baggage, God calls a testimony. Psalm 147:3, through Jesus, our wounds bind us together in connection, but not in shame. God is depth. He's not just deliverance. And your life goal should not be to escape your emotions, but to meet God right in them. I mean, God enters your feelings. So when your emotions are feeling heightened or heavy and you feel like you could just break because no one understands what it's like to be an in-depth person, God meets you in the middle. God enters those emotions with you. Journaling can help, but speaking to God and meeting him right where he is can heal. emotional depth makes room for ministry. When you feel deeply, you relate deeply, and Jesus used relational compassion to change lives. Your emotions can be bridges, not barriers. You're doing kingdom work. I mean, Romans 12:15, and Jesus redeems your emotional story. The enemy wants you to believe that your emotional weight disqualifies you, but Jesus says it's a part of what he'll use for his good. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. That's 2 Corinthians 12:9. Fully feeling equals fully surrender equals fully healing. Jesus doesn't need a fixed version. He wants a real one. You can cry and yell and question. You can even sit in silence. He can handle all of that. Psalm 62:8. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Friends, your depth is not a design flaw. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. The same God who made the heavens and the earth, the thunder, he also made the whisper, the sensitivity, emotion, and intuition. They're not too much. They're tools for your connection with people and your purpose in life. Jesus never rejected the different or the deep. He sat with outcasts. He wept with the grieving. He welcomed children, and he honored the quiet. You think the God of the universe will reject you because you feel deeply? Because you have emotions and you can feel things that other people can't? You are different, and that is what makes you so important and special. And God made you for connection in whichever way he decides to use it, but he made you to connect and help others. He made you with a purpose. He's working in it. So yeah, maybe you feel a little too much sometimes, and maybe you've been told that you're soft, you're too sensitive, you're too emotional. But what if that's never been a weakness? What if that's the exact way God wired you to love and to see and to carry and to care? Jesus never asked once to mute people because of who they were to be used by him. He never told the grieving to quiet down, the doubters to pull it together, or the different to blend. He sat with them. He listened, he wept, he healed, and he called them his own. So please, don't let the weight of your emotions convince you that you're broken. Don't let the way that you carry your emotions and your feelings make you feel disqualified, because your depth is not a curse. It's a calling. And the same God who formed the oceans wide and deep and wild, he formed you with just as much intention. Friends, God is intentional. You don't have to harden to be holy. You can feel it all and still be faithful. It's okay to feel and to love and to know and to be in depth, because you were created for something greater than the way you are feeling. Your mind is playing tricks on you. The enemy wants you to think that you're weak and soft and sensitive, but God says you are just enough as you are. He created you with intention. He is so intentional that he created you with a calling from the start. You are not disqualified. Your depth is not a curse. The same God who formed the oceans formed you with just as much intention. Feel it all. Love as hard as you can, and never ever feel disqualified for feeling an emotional, in-depth human feeling. I mean, to feel is a gift, and to be human is a gift. This emotional part of you is such a gift, and I hope you can find beauty in that baggage and in that gift of emotional depth, because You are created for connection. You are created with intention. He sees you. He knows you. He loves you. And you have a purpose throughout all of the emotions and feelings you have. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I have had such a blast speaking on this topic because it is a very personal thing for me. It is a very big topic. It's something that I enjoy talking about. And I hope you know that you're not alone in those feelings ever. Any of the podcasts, any of those feelings that I've mentioned or, you know, topics I've mentioned, you're never alone in those. And I hope you know that. And thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. I will see you next week. Bye-bye.